Hello, welcome. I'm very happy that you're here at the podcast Compassionate Buddha, your podcast for love and world peace. I'm Dinya Rositsky with Dharma Name Gakdok. I'm the abbot of the Yunma Meditation Center Hamburg Yunma Dharma Sa of the Yunma Sangha of World Social Buddhism. In this episode, you can hear a daily reminder from Supreme Matriarch Chikwang Dapopsenam. It's about a certain schedule. Enjoy. Daily Fragrance of the Lotus Flower by Jikwang Nepopsenam, 12,263, January 5th, 2026, Lotus Buddhist Monastery. We have a certain schedule for our practice each day, and it is best to go according to that timetable. However, sometimes when some unexpected events suddenly appear, it is understandable that we cannot follow our routine. At that time, we do not have to worry. Instead, we must always practice the very same day, no matter how busy we are. When we do not have time in the morning, we can practice after lunch or dinner. That way, we can have comfortable minds. Whatever we do, and however hard we try, there are times when certain outcomes do not turn out the way we anticipate. At the same time, our daily lives are very important. This is the reason why, when we are missing certain time, we should not worry. We should instead just practice when we have time. Whatever we are supposed to do, we should execute without ever skipping. When we go about this in this disciplined way, we do not make mistakes in our lives. At the same time, we can always trust ourselves. We can therefore find peace. Thus, we are always needed for our services for others and the benefits we bring to them. We can therefore trust ourselves and thus have secure lives. Furthermore, we do not fall into illusions and delusions. We always maintain ourselves correctly and do not have life undulating in our minds, instead living most appreciatively. As this globe revolves, if it tilts even a little, everyone suffers. Our lives also are similar in this regard. We are actually one part of the universe. This universe is our own house, in which we can trust and always be together with ourselves. Thus we can become Buddha and Bodhisattva, so that we can have a most precious existence. When we realize our self-nature, then, just like Sukhamuni Buddha, we can become the owners of the universe. For this reason, we actually call Sukhamuni Buddha the world-honored one. We, as the owners of the universe, love all sentient beings and have incalculable, compassionate minds. So all of us who are practicing so diligently do not have to worry, nor should we put impurities in our minds. Instead of worrying, it is better to eliminate all the laziness from our lives. That way we can be most wise practitioners and live our lives as Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Thank you very much, Jikwang Nepopsenam. Thank you. Thank you very much for listening, and thank you very much, Dikwang de Popsenem. Have a nice and happy, joyous week. Yours in the Dharma, Gakdok.